It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year.
Let's help our Earth by planting trees that give us oxygen to spare. Let's help all creatures everywhere that live in water, land, and air.
It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year. It's Earth Day now, every day of the year.
We love the dolphins and the whales.
All right, that's a beautiful song there, Maris Seinsecker. Thank you so much for sending me that. I really appreciate it. It is indeed Earth Day, and in honor of Earth Day, we're going to talk to Gus Escura. We've got him on the line right now. He is an energy efficiency expert. Gus is. He's also the CEO of Advanced Telemetry. Gus, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you got a great voice. I love that deep voice. It contrasts well with my tenor. You heard that song before? I'll bet you haven't.
No.
That's a new one, that Earth Day song. All right, let's talk about the president's stimulus package and specifically the credits in there for green energy, green efficiency. Can you first of all explain it a little bit in layperson's terms, and then go on to talk about the winners and losers?
Sure. The the stimulus package has a significant amount of money earmarked toward what they call green energy technology. In fact, exactly $49.7 billion has been earmarked as loans and investments. That varies everywhere from around $11 billion funding for an electric smart grid, all the way down to about $100 million for helping develop brownfield lands. You know, for example, areas in the cities that need to be rebuilt for the old buildings and things like that. So this money was initiated to really start sort of kickstart the green energy technologies and give an initiative to the states and individual investors to start, you know, kind of investing in green technology and kickstarting that aspect of the industry. It's $50 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, which it is, but quite frankly, it's just sort of a drop in the bucket in getting this started, and it's sort of just trying to be the impetus to help the technology move along.
All right, this is Gus Escura joining us this morning. He's CEO of Advanced Telemetry, and you manufacture the EcoView Smart Energy and Resource Management System for residential and commercial applications. Does that mean basically developers go to you and say, how can we create a relatively green development or a green office building?
Exactly. We have both a commercial and a residential variant of our product, and the commercial variant is used inside small businesses, for example, where they can see their real-time energy consumption. They can do a lot of things through our system to help reduce their energy consumption. For residential customers, it's the same, but it does go through developers and builders generally, where they can help build green homes and give the homeowner the tools and system they need to help reduce their energy consumption. A lot of this has to do with making information available to you. Sort of, you're aware of your energy consumption and aware of the things you can do to help reduce your carbon footprint, you'll start taking those actions.
All right, can you give us just a couple of winners and a couple losers? In other words, the businesses or individuals who are likely to be beneficiaries of the president's stimulus plan, which has been approved by Congress, and maybe some businesses or individuals, and maybe you can describe the individuals either by their where they live or the type of house they live in, who may not do so well out of this plan.
Right. I think one of the biggest winners is going to be anyone that supplies alternative energy systems of some type, meaning solar or wind. You know, these guys have been suffering quite a bit lately. You know, the credit crunch has really hurt them recently because no one can afford to install, for example, a solar system on their home because they can't get the credit, the loan they need to buy the system. So the manufacturers of these systems are not getting any business. They're in deep trouble. There's been some big layoffs of some very big players in the last several months, in fact. So this stimulus bill will help them quite a bit in two places. First, it gives them some investment money they need for R&D to continue developing more efficient solar systems, for example, or wind generated systems. And it also gives the homeowner now, easier access to money to invest in these systems, and the commercial building owner also, easier access to money to invest in these systems. So that's going to be a big driver there. The other one that's a big driver, I think, has to do with just the states that are managing, for example, rebate programs, energy efficiency programs. You get rebates if you install, for example, weatherization in your home, like double pane windows and things like that. There's been a lot of rebate programs in place in many, many states for many years. A lot of them were running dry with the economic crisis. A lot of the budgets were suffering. The rebate money wasn't there. This stimulus bill kind of reinjects those rebate funds and makes that money available for homeowners and business owners to take advantage of these investments that they can make.
Now, as the traditional for energy providers, when I talk about traditional, I mean the coal and gas-fired plants. Are they going to have any negative results as a result of this plan?
Well, that's the thing I think is sort of missing in the plan. I mean, there's a lot of great projects in this plan, a lot of great emphasis to go and make investments and make it easier for people to deploy energy-efficient systems and all that. But what's missing is that these are great ideas and great plans, and they can go forward in a great way, but they're brand new. It takes time to get them started. It takes time to invest and implement them and train people on how to use them and all that. In the meantime, there's not much money to make the existing energy sources, to make them greener, cleaner, easier to deploy, because, you know, it's going to take a while to get the new alternative energy systems going. And so I would like to have seen a little bit more money in, for example, cleaning, you know, coal-burning plants, for example, or maybe even some additional investment in nuclear energy, even though that's sort of a nasty word and all that. Quite frankly, at the end of the day, those are sources that can be very efficient. Some of them are there right now, and that's what we have to live with for several years. By the time we build a solar plant, it takes years. And that's sort of missing from the plan. There's a lot of emphasis on the new, but not much emphasis on sustaining what we have right now until the new is up and running.
All right, we're talking to Gus Escura. He is the CEO of Advanced Telemetry. The website is advancedtelemetry.com. He's not here, though, to push his business. Well, I'm sure he's happy to get a little brand name out there, but really to talk about the stimulus package and the energy, the specific provisions in the package that relate to energy consumption. Let's move on to my personal belief, because that's really, let's face it, what's most important. It is my show, the Carrick Saturday Morning Show with Hal. And Gus, what I mentioned to you off the air is that this is all well and good, whatever. Maybe this is a step in the right direction. I don't know. To my way of thinking, the solution is as clear as the nose on my face. Anyone who's seen my picture on the website knows my nose is very clear. We need to just jack up the cost to the consumer of carbon-based fuels. And the way to do that is with a very significant tax that I think should at least double immediately the cost to the consumer, that means you and me, of every single form of energy that emits carbon or that contains carbon and therefore when it's burned emits carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And that tax should continue to rise over time till it becomes, you know, I don't know, some extraordinarily high number. The money collected should be used to buy things for working class and middle class Americans who right now are stuck with very high health care costs, very high education costs, and very high housing costs. So let's offset those costs with the money that is raised by the energy tax. Your response?
I think that you're right. However, it has to be looked at in the context of many things happening at once. You just can't tax, for example, without having alternatives for people to deal with and to overcome that. So if you have, for example, public transportation investments and you have a good public transportation system in place, or you have alternative energy sources available that are easy for the consumers to buy, then you're absolutely correct. But if you only tax, for example, the gasoline tax, but there's no bus service to get you to work, then it's a lose-lose situation. So I think that it has to be a combination of many things, but you're absolutely right. You have to make it more and more difficult for people to stay with the old traditional way of living and burning, you know, if you will, the environment. You have to sit there and you have to create alternatives for everyone. I think that's one way of doing it, is increasing the taxes, but you have to be sure that you have the other elements in place as well.
Well, here's my response to getting the other elements in place. The tax itself will incentivize the development of all the clean fuels that you just discussed, including wind, solar, geothermal, tidal, and although I'm a opponent of nuclear energy and I think we need to figure out ways to not use it, it would in fact incentivize that as well, simply because nuclear energy does not emit carbon.
Right.
So the incentives would be generated by the tax, the creation of alternative forms of energy, and the more efficient use of current forms of energy would all result as directly from that tax. In terms of the public transportation, I had said we should use the funds raised by the tax to provide health care, education, and housing credits for working class and poor and middle class Americans. But yeah, I would siphon some of that off for public transportation as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's clear that when we had the gasoline prices at over $4 a gallon, and they're still very, very high, people left their cars at home and started taking public transportation. And so I think you're absolutely right that does incentivize people to do the right thing. And again, it can't be one isolated situation like a tax, for example. It has to be many things at once. But when they had the alternative of taking public transportation, they left their car at home, and it made traffic much easier. We burned a lot less carbon. It emitted a lot less carbon. It was a great situation. It's still continuing that way.
It's also so much cheaper and more efficient.
Absolutely.
It allows for the market to weed out the winners and losers,
right.
Not to have the government, not some bureaucrat with eye shade saying, well, gee, solar or wind, which is better? No, let the entrepreneurs decide. As the competing energy becomes more and more expensive for the consumer, the clean energies become far more attractive, not only for consumers, but for investors. That's where the money will go. You know, in fact, Exxon and Chevron and the other giant oil companies, when they see that they're going to be priced out of the market in one form of energy, they are going to start truly, truly funding the alternative sources that we want to have the funding, and then the government won't have to do it, and we'll get more money because we'll be taxing the dirty energy.
You're absolutely right.
I don't see any downside to this, except because people are afraid, oh, I don't want higher taxes, I don't want to have to pay more to fill up my car. Well, there will be a short term, but you know what the long term benefit is? Your planet doesn't burn up.
Yeah.
All right, and you hear me? This isn't fake. I'm not, you know, yeah, I get worked up. I am just, I care so much about, you know, all the living creatures, and we're just destroying our planet. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Is this going to work? Can cap and trade? You didn't mention cap and trade. I think this is just another bureaucracy that's going to take our money, and we're not going to know. It's going to be subject to corruption because the different competitors for the right to burn carbon are going to all be trying to grease the palms of the bureaucrats who decide who gets how much of an allowance. This is crazy.
But, you know, I do think, though, that something needs to be done. There needs to be a kickstart, and this could be a stimulus that could kickstart some of these things happening. But you're right, it can't be seen, can't work in a vacuum by itself. There are many other things that have to happen.
It's better than nothing, is
right.
Your point.
That's the bottom
See,
line.
I'm not sure it is. I'll tell you why I'm not sure. Because it's going to be abused. You're going to have all the right-wingers, all the climate change, global warming deniers out there pointing out every little flaw. And ultimately, I don't know that it's really, as you said, $50 billion is not really enough. Let's harness the private sector, the venture capitalist, to have an incentive to invest in clean energy.
Right. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's not one solution. It has to be many solutions. And you're probably right. This by itself is fraught with risks and dangers going forward. But, you know, from my perspective, it's better than nothing. And nothing was being done before, absolutely nothing. So, I mean, this is not enough, but it's and a lot more things have to be done, but at least it's a start.
All right. Gus Ascura, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Gus Ascura with Advanced Telemetry. Did I get that right?
Yes,
AdvancedTelemetry.com. And it spells exactly like it sounds. He is the CEO of that company, and he is a part of the green movement. I really appreciate that you are working to make our planet a better place.
Thank you very much, Hal. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Gus Ascura joining me. I want to thank you for your time as well.